A new year full of surprises. But one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
With friends like you, who needs enemies? You ever hear this?
Whoa.
I'm like trying to process it with friends. Whoa.
With friends? That's so sincere and why we love having you. Hit Nick Saban for me real fast.
You all may be taking the week off, but I'm not.
We got to balance out a little Nick Saban with whatever you just did some BTS stuff on here or whatever you were singing. Smooth like butter. Yeah, just that was a little bit, but we're fine. You're fine. Yeah. Let's keep going. I'm kidding. Why I keep thinking about this is like, I think I've been saying to you guys recently, I'm really challenged as a friend right now. Friendship, the gift of friendship. And there's a proverb that I always love. He who desires friends must he himself first be friendly. What it's really saying is all of life starts with you.
Yeah.
So you can't play the blame game. It always starts with you. And you're the blessing, but you're the burden. Mm-hmm. And so the reason why I've been thinking about this quote is, am I the type of friend that, what's the difference between you and an enemy?
Mm. Right.
What's the difference?
Yep.
With friends like you, who needs enemies? I think that most people are so afraid of rejection. And then if you throw on top of that abandonment, we have this FOMO issue. So you got abandonment issues and rejection issues all at play in the culture that we're in. Everything is shifting. So people are looking to friendships to find stability.
Yeah.
That's You're right. A constant in my life.
Yep.
The goal, I think, in your world is just to be a constant.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were a rock.
Yep.
You were the same person since you got success or whatever. You know, I met you 20 years ago, 10 years ago, a year ago. You've always been the same, treated me the same. That's the goal in relationships. Yeah. But the goal is to be such a good friend to people. I think people need a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need somebody to be there to, you know, what is leadership to me is adding, giving, helping, serving, encouraging, loving, blessing. Everything is outward focused. And if you can conquer that and refresh others, I really think that you'll find the refreshment that you're looking for.
Yeah, that's good.
And I think that there's so many funny things about relationships are just, you know, we can go through it. When you stop working on them, they stop working.
Right.
They just, that's the bottom line. So they take work. I think I've told you guys, leaners know that my big three that I'm working on this year in 2023, leadership, relationship, stewardship. Those are my big three this year. Leadership, relationship, stewardship. I can land and live in leadership. Relationship is a whole different muscle.
That's right. So I know you said that, you know, it's valuable to stay constant in people's lives over time as you grow and change. And I think that a reality is that sometimes when we grow and change in our leadership, our personal lives, sometimes we kind of outgrow people.
Yep.
But what does it look like to still be a constant in someone's life, still be reliable, still stay the same when you've maybe outgrown someone?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think the problem is that have you ever gotten back around someone and they change the way that they treat you, their interaction with you. And you're like, wait, what changed? The last time we talked, we were great.
Right.
So I think when I talk about being a constant, it's like, I'm going to be the same person.
Mm.
I'm going to be the same. Yeah. Now our proximity might not be the same. Our communication, our interactions as far as like, frequency might not be the same, but the love is I'm not switching up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be the same.
That's right.
the consistency of friendship. I think this is a big deal. And I think that we need to be considering how we come across. Mm. This last year, a very close friend of mine sat me down and said, "Hey, you really hurt my feelings."
Wow.
And I was just like, "I'm not ready for this. This is, wow, this is happening in real time." And the person started to show me, "Hey, you did this. Did you not think how that would make me feel?" Mm. "Hey, and then you did this too. Was I ever on your radar of how that would make me feel?" Wow. And come across? And I was like, "Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have texted. I should have reached out. I should have." And I was just, "Man, can I grab another piece of humble pie and just, can you put whipped cream on it real fast so I can just enjoy this big humble pie?" But I think that the reality is that I was just challenged with friends like you. Who needs an enemy? This is how my best friends are going to treat me. What's the difference between you and an enemy?
Right.
I just go, wow, isn't that crazy? I think a lot of times we're living on old equity and we think, oh man, we're friends because what, six, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, I was in life is what have you done for me lately?
Right, right.
You're right.
This is how the human condition works. Mm-hmm. And I think what I'm saying is I'm not trying to hold people hostage to who I was a long time ago in their life. I want to be a friend that's like, I'm still considerate. I'm still reaching out, still thankful, still expressing.
It's really great.
Julie and I were in the car last week and I got a good maybe minute and 50 long voice memo from somebody. And this is a safe person in my life. So I played it in front of my wife, as in like, I know that she'll love to hear this voice memo I mean.
Right.
And so I played the voice memo and we just start ear to ear. Just this person. I think it was last Thursday. "Hey, it's Thursday. I just wanted to tell you, this is who you are. This is what I think about you. This is the friend you've been to me." And we're just sitting there. But Julia's receiving it like it's to her.
Right, right.
And I'm thinking, man, I'm grateful. I've been friends with this person for a long, long, long time. And I'm thankful that he's not going... he doesn't need to know how I think about him. He doesn't need to know how I feel. Right. He doesn't need to hear love, encouragement, blessing. It's just a quote I've been thinking about. With friends like you, who needs enemies? Could it be that in our friendships, we're failing them?
Yeah.
Could it be that we're so focused on leadership that we have neglected relationship? Mm. Focus on leadership and you neglect relationship. See how that works out.
Right.
I've been there. I've done that. I've focused on, let's use another word for leadership, your thing.
Yeah. And I was going to say, it's there is a little bit of, oxymoron to it.
Right.
Because all leadership is relationship.
That's all it is.
Like if you're not in relationship, you're not actually leading well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can get tricked into thinking, I'm caring about my relationships because they're working for me.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah. I just think that I can't convince you of this enough. If you hear anything from this podcast, hear this one right here. Your world is so much bigger than you think it is. You got a big world. Think about this. Leader, hear me. Your world is massive. You got a massive world. It's so big. And because you are blessed with a big world, that comes with a big demand. To whom much has been given, much is required. So there's a requirement to be a good friend. Mm-hmm. And I just love that quote. I've been challenged by it.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.